Hi there. The word for you today is, God will not forget his promise to you. In Genesis 9 verse 15, God said, I will remember my covenant. When Noah preached about rain, it was a symbol of judgment. But after the flood, God said, never again. Listen to what he told Noah. The rainbow shall be seen in the cloud, and I will remember my covenant which is between me and you. The waters shall never again become a flood to destroy. That's Genesis 9, 14 and 15. From that point on in Scripture, rain became a symbol of God's blessing. Remember the words of Malachi chapter 3, verse 10, where God says, I will open for you the windows of heaven and pour you out such a blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. So, are you afraid that the heartache of your past is going to return? Don't be. Just keep walking with God, the God who promised, never again. When God uses the thing that should have destroyed you to develop you instead, you'll look back and say with the psalmist David in Psalm 119, verse 71, it was good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. You know, without hard times, there's certain things you wouldn't have discovered. Let me spell seven of them out for you very quickly. One, that stress can create in you a passion to seek God more and other things less. Two, the power of your own prayers. Three, what God can accomplish in spite of adversity. Four, that when he heard you crying, your tears were so precious that he collected them in a bottle. Bible says that in Psalm 56 verse 8. Number five, that the angel of the Lord protected you when the enemy wanted to take you out. Number six, that God didn't need your friends to support you in order to bless you. And number seven, that he brought you through. Why? Because he saw the rainbow and he remembered his promise. So the word for you today is, God will not forget his promise to you.